Hi, welcome to the A Quilting Life podcast. I'm Sherry from A Quilting Life.
And I'm Chelsea from Chelsea Stratton Designs.
We are here today for episode 37. It's September 13th, 2021, if you're listening live. And we are super excited to share that we have a fun guest interview today.
Yes, we're so excited about it. And such a great interview. So
yeah, we actually just got finished taping the interview portion.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, you are going to love today's episode. I'm still just, I don't know.
Our inspired. Hearts are really full right now.
Our hearts are full. We're inspired.
Yeah.
We are speaking with Stacy Asu today, who is our fellow Moda designer and who we haven't seen since Quilt Market 2019.
Yeah. So we were missing her, and just being on the phone, it felt like we were all sitting around the table together and just having a face-to-face conversation, and just, really heartwarming. I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. She is truly an inspirational individual, and you're going to love hearing her story.
Yeah.
We'll just really quick mention our quilts and then we'll jump to that interview.
Yes. Okay. So I have the quilt on the wall today, and it's a new pattern called Hey Pumpkin, and it's fat quarter friendly. I made it using our oranges, dark grays, light grays, and creams from our Summer Sweet collection, and you can find this in the links in the description.
I love the perfect
for fall.
Yeah, I love the three blocks that have the dark gray background thrown in there. That is so fun.
Yeah, so I did a few variations of that. I love that. I love it because there's the cutest little white pumpkins at the store, and I'm like, I have to do white pumpkins. And then they also have the addition of a maple leaf inside of the pumpkin. So yeah.
So cute. I love it.
And I'm really excited because Mom actually has the quilt on the table, and we both used the same fabric. So
yeah. And this also pattern is available now. It's pumpkin patch, and it's fat eighth friendly, along with, you know, you need a contrast. And we were noticing before the same quilter, Marion, quilted both quilts, and she used the same design on them, a mini orange peel.
A little orange peel. And I'm like, oh my goodness, Mom, our quilts are like matching kind of.
So. Yeah. And normally we take turns doing the quilts, but today after Chelsea put her quilt up, I said, oh my goodness, I think we should match. I think we should put them together.
And it was like seamless. It was so much better. It was like Mom put it on the table and it was like, this was supposed to happen today.
Yeah.
So also, Billy did videos for each of these quilt patterns. So you could probably.
They've already both been published by this time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I will, I'll link those in the description as well. Okay. That will pop up if you want to take a more up close look at the videos we did of them.
Yeah.
And just a shout out to Billy really quick too. I've actually, Chelsea and I taped this interview with Stacy today, and earlier this week, I taped two other phone interviews, one which you've already heard, or the interview with Kristen Esser, and another one that will be coming in October. And so just shout out to Billy for being on the phone with almost hour-long quilting conversations.
Yeah. We are grateful for Billy.
Yes.
A lot of work he's gotten done.
I'm just glad it worked. That was I was nervous about that. I'm like, I hope everything goes well. But it did, so.
Yeah. So without further ado, we will begin our phone conversation with Stacy Asu. You'll find out about her journey in the design world and in the quilting world. And she's just a real, genuine, amazing individual.
Yes.
We know you'll love this interview. Welcome to the podcast today, and we are so excited to share with you our conversation with Stacy Asu.
Yay!
We hinted earlier that we would have a fellow Moda designer, and some of you might have guessed who she was from our hints, but we are so excited to welcome you here, Stacy.
Hello, I'm excited to be here.
We were talking just before we started our official beginning, and it was just really so good to just hear your voice when we dialed the number, and we haven't seen each other for almost 2 years, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Houston, 2019.
A little mini reunion right now, guys.
I know. It's been a long time.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think back to when, was your first market in Salt Lake?
It was.
Okay.
It's interesting because I was looking to see where the next one was after this Houston market, and sure enough, it's going to be in Salt Lake City again. And it kind of brings back memories because that was my first market and introduction to the quilting community. So I'm really anxious to go back again.
Yeah, we are looking forward to that too. For us, especially because we can drive and
it's close enough.
That's always a bonus.
And you can bring all your props and you don't have to ship them over or anything like that. So your booth is going to be fabulous next year.
I hope so.
That's so true though. Like when you drive, you can like bring the extra little things, and like normally when you can't, everyone's like, well, where's the closest IKEA we can get to, you know?
Right.
Like,
exactly. I remember Vanessa Gerson too, because I think she's driving distance too. And I saw her booth and I'm like, oh my gosh, she brought furniture and sewing machines and everything. And I was like, how did she do it? But yeah, driving does help.
Right. Yeah. And I remember just being, because you were one of the new designers that market. And I just remember how fun it's always, you know, I was just a little in awe because your fabrics were so amazing. And so darling, and somehow we knew that you had been in the industry with your art before fabric. So I just we're gonna love hearing your story today.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So I guess, and you can really tell it any start wherever you want, because I know you were in the art world before the fabric world, so I guess maybe we'll just turn it over to you and let you tell us how you got interested
in... ramble on. I'll try to condense it and make it as short as possible. So I don't want to bore everybody, but I actually... So upon graduating from high school, I went to State College, and, art wasn't, the thing that was encouraged, because of course, back in our days, what are you going to do with that? How are you going to be able to support yourself? So I actually majored in fashion merchandising when I was in undergraduate college. And I thought, well, I would go into buying, like at Neiman Marcus. That's actually where I worked when I moved to San Francisco.
Oh.
And I thought that was the route I was going to take because it was fashion, creative, but you get to buy, who doesn't love to shop for a store? And I worked there my first year. You have to start in retail. And I was like, no, I learned that there were a lot of numbers, and numbers are not my friend. Although now quilting they are, but at the time it was not one of the things that I really like to do. And so it just so happened that I met somebody that I worked with at Neiman Marcus, and he's like, there's the school and they teach textile design in Berkeley, California. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. And I'd always had a creative bend and loved drawing and sketching. And I went to check it out and I fell in love instantly. And I knew that was the area of design that I wanted to go into. And it's funny because you look back at your childhood and you're like, well, how did I not know this before? All the signs were there, the things I would do, I would make patterns and repeats, as a kid. And it's just like, it was always there. It was just somebody had to bring it out. So I went back to school again for textile design. And then after that, I worked for a company called Think, and it's kind of one of those companies that designs for major retailers like Target and Walmart. And that type of thing. And so I started working there and designed comforters and rugs and basket liners and all that type of stuff. And it was all things that you would design en masse, and then they would go present it to the store's design directors like Target and Walmart, and then they would decide which ones they wanted. And so I actually did pretty well there. I got a lot of things placed, so that was exciting. And I tended to design more novel, but like they were requesting a lot of children's, and tween at the time was really hot. And so that's what I designed, and it did well. And I got locked into that kind of a design aesthetic and started doing a lot of kids, baby, and that type of thing. And then after that, I went to Gymboree, which is also a San Francisco-based company, and started working there. And I designed in their layette division, which was babies, which I love. Uh-huh. And I designed for boy and girl layette for Janie and Jack, because that was part of the Gymboree company at the time. So, and I loved that. I loved that job so much. I loved the people. I loved the design aesthetic. Was very sweet and soft. And so it was great. And then I got pregnant, and I had my first son, and still continue to work there part-time. And then I got pregnant again really fast. My two older ones are only 19 months apart. So after the second one, I had to leave. It just didn't make sense. And so from that point on, I just did freelance work. And I freelanced for Gymboree a lot after that. And then I worked with a woman that worked for a rug company, and I designed a lot of rugs. And so that was kind of my journey. And then I actually, before I got on the phone to talk to you guys, I was like, how long have I been working with Moda? and how much, you know, have I done? And so I looked on there, and it's been about 7 years. And I love it. It's like the best place. And I love the design directors. I mean, Cheryl has since retired, but she was the best. And now Jamie is the best, you know, and it's just been such a joy to work with them and work with the company. Is so, I've just never worked with a company that actually paid me on time and respected my opinion, because I did a lot of freelance work, and a lot of times I would have to beg for my money or paycheck, and it was so challenging. But just good people, like Mr. Dunn, just good people. And it's just been such a great experience. And they trust me, as I'm sure you guys too, when you submit designs, they trust you, and they want to work with you. And there's not a lot of real manipulation of your designs or your collection, I feel like. I don't know if you feel the same way, but I feel like they're willing to give, you know, they trust your opinions and your design expertise. And when you put it out there, and that's, I think it's stressful for me, because I want to put out the best product. And so it's like, oh, they're trusting me with this.
Yeah. Yes. I feel the exact same way. They're so great. And yeah, they really do trust their designers and how they feel about their artwork. So that's really great.
Yeah, because I have heard a lot of other places where it's a lot more controlled, and the artist doesn't have as much voice in the work. But I feel like Moda is really good that way.
Yeah.
So, but that's kind of my design journey. There's been a lot, like the freelance. When I had the kids, there was a lot of different. I did stationery for Tiny Prince, which is now I think Shutterfly.
Yeah.
I did the rugs and bedspreads and comforters, and helped people start their businesses, wall decals. You know, it's just a hodgepodge of things. But fabric has always been my true passion, and I've always loved it, because you don't throw it away. Like, A lot of times, you know, paper and packaging all gets eventually thrown away, but fabric is a keepsake and it's forever. And I just, there's something about it that I just love.
Yeah, I love that you just brought that up. I hadn't really thought about that, but that is so true. Fabric really does endure.
It does.
Much longer than the paper arts.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And I've done it all. I mean, I've designed paper and it's fun, but there's something about knowing that it's not going to, I mean, letters are kept sometimes, but it's not the same. It's just people make things special for people with fabric. And they're keepsakes a lot of times. And so it's special.
Yeah. I love that.
I love that. It lives on, like always.
Yep.
That's so great.
So how did you find Moda, or did Moda find you, or?
I submitted to Moda. There was a time in my career where I was working with another company to try to get a license deal with them. And it just kept dragging on and it wouldn't commit. And finally, one day I said, that's it. I'm just going to go to every quilt company or fabric production quilt, you know, in the quilt industry and just submit my collection. And I did, and I did, and I did. And Moda, Cheryl was, I think she was on vacation in Australia. And she was the first one to write me back. And she's like, I'm interested in talking with you. Wait till I get back from my trip. Okay. And so,
those are the longest wait ever.
Yeah, exactly. And so, but that's how it worked. But like I tell my kids too, like, never give up. I said, I submitted my designs to 20 different companies I submitted.
Wow.
And I said, you just never know. And I said, it's a lot of work, but it will pay off, you know, if you believe in yourself, you know.
So. Oh, I love that.
That's that.
And I remember the one and only time, well, not the one, no, I guess I've been there a couple times, but the first time I went to Dallas and Cheryl gave me kind of a tour, she showed me so many things. She was so inspirational. And I think she was trying to plant little ideas in my mind of things that to go back and tell Chelsea and to. She kept showing me all of these things that you had sent in. Well, this is what Stacy has coming up in the, you know, down the pipeline. And oh, she showed me so many things. And I just remember after that, like, wow, that's Stacy. She has so many ideas. This is incredible. So I've always been in awe of your creativity.
Oh, thank you. And likewise with you guys. I mean, you do. I probably shouldn't say this, but there's often times where I'm trying to figure out how to do, like in the beginning, especially with quilt design and stuff like that, or how you took pictures on your Instagram, and I've seen you many times. I'm like, how do you do this? Or how do you? And you've been such an inspiration to me because your whole aesthetic is so beautiful and so clean and so consistent. And I'm always stalking you guys, just so you know.
well, it's mutual.
It's mutual. My girls love your fabric, Stacy, and I showed them the cute little mermaids that are on your social media and the dolls, and they are just in love. And so in our house, they really, really love Stacy's new fabric. So.
That's so sweet. Well, I always try to think of, like, I have a daughter, although she's 14 now, so she's not playing with dolls anymore, but I mean my kids are my biggest inspiration. And so when I used to watch them play, or even how I used to play as a kid, like these dolls are from how she played and how I played, you know. What do you want when you get a panel? Like, what does a little girl want to do? They want to change the doll's clothes.
Exactly.
They want to put a blanket on them. They want to, you know, put them to bed at night next to you, you know. So it's, I definitely try to keep those things in mind. And my kids always are like, oh, you know, we're so much work. What, you know, why did you have us or whatever? And, you know, we're taking away from your work. And I'm like, I wouldn't be able to do what I do without you guys.
Without you
know, you're my biggest inspiration and my biggest fans, you know? So I can always, there's certain collections I do. I love all my collections, but there's certain ones when I open that box, when Moda sends that yardage, I can feel it in my heart, like that mermaid one. And I think the Best Friends Forever.
Yes.
That was the all girl. That one just, I was like, oh, I wish I were a kid again. I would really like this.
Yeah. Well, and I love how you make it so interactive. Like that's how, you know, and with your quiet books too for kids, like, yeah, these are things they'll actually be using, which is really fun for the kids. So.
Yep. Yeah, no, I like that. And I used to read tons of books to my kids. And so when I do these books, I think of, well, how would I read this? Like how would, you know, even the tone of my voice and try to use that in the words I use in those books and the motions and the, you know, what they'll find underneath the hidden flaps and stuff like that. So,
So now, I don't think that you quilted when you started with Moda, but I know you do now. So I was just thinking it would be interesting if you could share a little bit of that journey too.
Yeah. So quilting and I have had a love-hate relationship early on. I knew I had to learn. I know a lot of designers, they don't quilt. They're like, no, I'm the artist. I will do that and let the quilters quilt. But I felt it was super important to understand how to design for quilting because it's different and there's different needs and there's different, you know, how you want it to look and how people use it. And I started quilting when, so I had two collections before the farm collection came out that were kind of testers. So I didn't go to market and I didn't, make any quilts. It was the Little Red Collection and the Coral Queen of the Sea.
Oh, I remember those.
I remember those.
Yes.
Yeah. So those were before they were at market. Cheryl was like, let's hold off and see how these go first before you can do the next collection. So the farm collection was the one that I actually sewed. I sewed all the quilts for it. And I had learned on my own, like tried to, you know, watch YouTube and figure it out and that type of thing. And I have to admit, I hated it. I was like, this is really hard. And I, like I said, I'm not a math person. So that was challenging for me. And I was just like, I don't know and how I'm going to do this. But every collection that moved on from that, I started getting better. And, the pieces started fitting together better and the rows started matching better. And it's funny because I did that sample spree with Susan Aki? Last summer with Moda. And I turned in that quilt to get quilted yesterday. And I looked at it and I'm like, I cannot believe how far I've come. Like, there were no puckers. There were no weird things. There were points. They weren't getting cut off, you know, and that type of thing. And I've actually crave it now. And I look forward to making the quilts for the collections. And I feel like I design differently because I know what the quilts, I know what works best, you know. I still like doing my non-directional prints where, you know, it can only go one way. But I do like doing the tiny toss prints a lot too and stuff like that. But it's been a journey, but I have to say when I'm done with illustrating and designing the collection and getting everything ready, I look forward to sewing the quilt. It's like a nice break and it just is so much fun to do now. And I think about it and now I design quilts for the collections too. So that's exciting. I don't write them though. That's one thing that I know that's not my strong suit. So I have somebody write them for me, but I really like quilting now.
Yeah.
I said it. I love it.
I know.
And I think about it.
It was
a long journey.
No, I love seeing your blocks because you did the Moda blockheads and I've seen the sampler spree. And in fact, my sampler spree quilt isn't even done yet. I'm only halfway through. But
your blocks are beautiful, by the way.
Oh,
I've been watching.
You. Thank you. But yeah, no, I just feel like I've kind of watched as you've done these different sampler kind of sew-alongs with Moda. And I just always love seeing your fabrics put into the sampler quilts and just, yeah, it's wonderful to see.
Yeah. The sample spree was an aggressive sew along. I mean, it was like 10 plus blocks a week for the summer. And I was a little hesitant, but I wanted to show people how the different possibilities with that. It was the Jungle Paradise collection, how you could, you know, create these different combinations, and that the quilts didn't have to be just multi. They could be all green or all pink and orange and stuff like that. So I was a little hesitant to take on the challenge, but it was so much fun. And that book is, if I can put a plug in, that book is awesome. Oh. I think the squares, it's just so much fun to sew. And I have learned through my quilting journey, I love doing samplers, and I love doing different blocks in a quilt. It's hard for me to do the same block 100 times for a quilt. I like the variety. So these sew-alongs are just right up my alley. And a lot of times I give away my quilts or donate them, but the samplers I keep because it's just, I feel like it's such an accomplishment when I'm done, and I've learned so much, you know?
Yeah, I can't wait to see.
I learned how to do curves.
Right.
Yay! I'm terrified to do curves. That's like my goal this year. I feel like I relate to your story so much because I didn't start quilting until after, like, how it was
a
like
couple years into
it. And it was very terrifying for me, but I did the same thing. I would like call mom and be like, so I guess my seam allowance wasn't correct and these blocks aren't lining up. Like, so yeah, I feel the same. I've come a long way.
Yes. And no. Well, you have a great teacher. Your mom is an amazing sewer and quilter. So
she's
you're lucky
pretty great.
You've got that. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that was curve and the paper piecing, the blockheads, they had some paper piecing. And
oh, yeah.
I always did the alternate blocks for that. And this time I was like, no, I'm going to do it. And I love it. It's so much fun. It's really fun. So that was a fun new one.
Yeah. And I was thinking too, when you were talking about the two collections before market, the farm one, I think that is the collection. Chelsea, do you know that farm quilt I made for Finn? That baby quilt?
Yes.
I think that's that collection.
Yes, it is.
That would be about the right time because I made it before
he was born.
I made it before
he
was
pregnant.
Yes.
So pregnant at market.
Yeah,
yes.
And that quilt was already done. So I bet that's your fabric. It was from Moda and it was farm.
Oh my goodness.
It had to have been or right after because
I had a layer cake that Moda had sent me.
Yes.
I'm sure that's what it was.
And I'm going to go check.
Okay. Yeah. So that's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have a collection that is shipping to stores right now or very soon, right? The Jungle
Paradise.
Jungle Paradise. I love that one so much because there was a box Moda sent out that had a lot of promotional things for this fall. And they did the box in one of your prints. Is that right?
Yes.
It was so cute.
And we made stickers too.
Yes. Yeah. And I kept the box. My kids are like, oh, do you need this box in recycling? And they took all the stickers. They took all the fun stuff. And I'm like, no, I have to save the box. Like, this is so cute.
I have the box too. I
see,
saved it.
Stacey, we are the stalkers.
Yeah, no, that was a fun collection. I it was such a different colorway for me. And so it was really exciting to work with those colors. And like I said, doing the sample spree in that collection, it was just a fun exercise for me to see how much variety I could create within that one collection, you know, with those blocks. So it's I'm excited. There might be some delay. I mean, obviously, you know, everything is backed up with shipping and that type of thing. So it was supposed to come out in August. It has been.
Yeah.
So I feel for the Moda folks and all the calls I'm sure they're getting from folks saying, where's our fabric?
I know, all the shops and, you know, planning on things to come at certain times. It's been, it's been a whirlwind, I feel like.
But there's no, let's see, there's tons of fabric out there. So it's not like we're in a shortage. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, right. Did you happen to get a picture of your sampler spree quilt before you took it to the quilter?
I did. I took some pictures.
Maybe we could get a picture of that to pop up
Absolutely. They're not, I mean, it's not quilted yet, so they're not super fantastic. And my gosh, that quilt is huge. So it was hard to get everything in there. But I laid it out different than Susan's layout. Robin Pickens, this last blockhead three, she laid out her blocks in color rows. And so that's what I did with this time and tried to create that transition from different colorways week by week. So I kind of laid it out a little different, but I like how
that will be
out.
So pretty.
Yeah, I can't wait to see
I'll give you guys some pictures.
Because I know all the listeners are going to be like, let us see it.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah. And this newer collection ships in January?
January, 2022.
Okay, so 2022. All right. I know, I'm always trying to keep track.
All around January.
Okay, I know it's like we can't give a definitive like timeline because we're like, oh, you know, it's in that general range of time. Like, we have to like switch it up.
Give or take a month.
Yeah,
and shops are still able to order that collection now, or?
I believe so. Okay. I mean, usually I think they cut that off right before market, fall market.
Yeah.
Although it used to be in the olden days, I don't know for you guys, they were still showing people at market, but I think that's changed a little bit now.
Yeah, I think they've cut it off earlier than before, but
So it's still out there and it's showing, and it's hard because it is a pastel and it's not as bold as Jungle Paradise. So I think it gets lost sometimes in like social media and that type of thing. And people are like, oh, it looks better, you know, as with all of us, it looks better in real life when you see the fabric. With any collection, it's so nice to have it in your hands and see it. But it has a lot of detail that you just have to see, and it's super sweet. And what's so nice, although there's mermaids and it does have the coral and things, there are prints that could go for boys. So if you wanted to do a boy-themed nursery, there's shell prints and there's a print with underwater wildlife that comes in blue and green. And so I think I designed two quilts, or the whale quilt for that collection.
Love the whale one.
Yeah, and there's a coral and a blue so that people can know that there are prints, even though it looks very girl, there are prints that are definitely for boy as well.
Yeah, so it's still versatile and you could go either way. I, for one, think the fabrics look absolutely beautiful even on social media, but I totally know what you mean. When it's in person, it's so different. Like, you know, to hold those fabrics and really get a good look at them.
Yep. And sew with them. Like, that's what I was saying, how I always look forward to sewing the quilts for the next collection. It's just like, I love to see how it finally all works together. Because we go through this long process of, what is it, like 8 or 9 months of, you know, getting the illustrations approved and getting the prints approved and the strike offs and the color. And then to finally be able to get the yardage and sew with it, it's just like, it's the binding on the quilt, if you'd say. It's
yes.
the final,
yes.
like, oh.
I love that.
We get to finally see how it all plays together. And you hope and pray that it all works out once right. you get it and that you pick the right ones. And so it's always fun. And then I love seeing these little, as you do some novelty prints too, I love seeing the sneak peeks of little, like little fishies or things like that in the blocks. And it's just like, you don't even plan it or fussy cut it, but then you get the perfect block and it's just so much fun.
Yeah, I feel like there's just this sense of anticipation with every step, you know, when the designs get sent off and then when they say yes, then you get this feeling of excitement. And then when the strike-offs come, it's just like, but just like you said, when that yardage arrives, that is, and you can actually hold it in your hands, that's the icing on the cake or the binding on the quilt. Yes, I love that.
Yeah. It's always a good day when you get a shipping notification from Moda saying 54 pounds of fabric is coming.
I know. I just love it. I told my husband, I don't know, when Moda doesn't, if they don't need me anymore, I don't know. It's just not going to be fun to look forward to anything in the mail, waiting for our Amazon packages and those aren't fun.
Right.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
Well, this has been so fun, Stacy. I just could keep talking to you for hours, probably.
I know.
But
so much fun.
My heart is so full. Like, you really do. At Moda, you feel like a family. And so I'm just so happy right now.
I know. I just, every time we come to market, and I don't know about you guys, but when we go there the first day and everybody's setting up, I mean, you're tired and you're like stressed from getting everything packed and the airport and everything. But once you see everybody's faces there, it's just like, oh, I'm back. And everybody gets so excited because we don't see each other very much. And most of us are introverts. And so we're just kind of like, this is our time to explode and let it all out. And then we pack up and go home again. But it's just, it truly is a family, and it's, I'm so lucky to be a part of it and to have met you guys as well as all the other designers are such inspiration. I learned so much. There's a lot of times where we are standing there and it's pretty quiet, and just to, do knowledge exchange and just to talk about our families and that type of thing and what we're going through. I tell you, I've learned a lot from Deb Strain about raising teenagers.
Yeah.
Oh, I just love Deb.
Love Deb.
Oh, jeez. So it's just been, I'm convinced that God puts things in our path for a reason at all times. And I'm truly convinced that I was put, plugged in with Moda at the time that I needed it. And I tell you, it's been therapy for me, and it's been the greatest experience ever. So
I love that so much that you shared that. I feel, that's 100%.
I feel the same way.
For a reason, the right place, right time.
Yeah. Yep. I actually thought of it earlier when you mentioned someone told you about the program for textile design. And when you were talking about that, I was thinking to so many times in my life when other people have just come and given me ideas that I wouldn't have had if they hadn't, said something. And I just love the way things have worked out, and the Moda family, and there's nothing like it, really. So,
absolutely.
And even when you mentioned Deb, our first quilt market in Minneapolis, we were next to Deb.
She was our booth mate.
She taught us we were right in between Deb and Jen Paddock. And
it was the best ever.
They put us in between these two amazing women so that they could teach us what we needed to learn.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I think my booth was next to Sandy Klopp.
Oh,
yes.
Perfect.
Amazing, you know, and it's just like, I think Moda specifically puts you by people for your first market so that, you know, to break the tension, because obviously Sandy and Jan and Deb are good at, you know, being funny and keeping you relaxed. And so, no, it's been great. It's been great. And, you know, one last thing, I don't know if we have to get going, but the most inspiring part about working for Moda is that I was told in my early design career that once you're a certain age, you're done. And it wasn't very old because, you know, you're not young, you're not fresh, and you're not coming up with great new ideas.
Yeah.
And Moda completely put that idea out. You know, these women are, you know, working at the age of like, I think Sandy was in her late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
Working for Moda. And it's just like, it was just, and they have very successful businesses. I mean, they're supporting their families.
They're thriving.
Thriving. And it's so inspiring because I'm like, I can do that too. I don't have to stop at a certain age because I'm not young or I don't have fresh new ideas. These women have proven that wrong. I mean, Lisa Bonjean, oh my gosh, she's so successful. And all these women are just so inspiring. And that has just been the greatest reward for me.
Yeah, I agree that. With that. And
100%.
That's sad that somebody like would think that you would just be done contributing creatively.
No, I was just like, I think as you get older, you get more creative because you're exposed to more and you've seen it all, you know?
I
look at my young self and I'm like, well, I couldn't have done what I do now.
Exactly.
At that age, you know?
Yeah. It's all a journey and a process and you just keep growing and growing.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And so many women don't even begin to quilt until they're in their 40s, 50s, 60s when they've retired from their other professions and then they start. So it's a blessing to be part of this industry art form that you can just keep growing in your whole life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. Truly.
Wow. I love that story. And Moda is so encouraging. I love that.
Yep. No, it's been great. It's been great.
Well, this has been
a big advertisement for Moda, that's for sure.
it's true. We love Moda. And I told Chelsea, you know, when we first started talking about it, and Chelsea said, well, why don't we go to all the fabric companies, you know? And I said, we're just going to go to Moda. And I said, and Chelsea said, what if they say no? And she was like, wouldn't we go to other companies if they say no? And I said, no, if they say no, we're going to wait 6 months and go to them again.
And I was like, okay,
awesome.
All right, whatever you say.
So,
So. That's awesome. I love it. I love it.
Oh, well, thank you so, so much.
Thank you.
I hate to end the conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been so much fun. And hopefully we can all get together in Salt Lake City in April and
have a reunion.
Yes, it's going to be a big party.
Yes.
Us introverts finally getting back together.
Great. Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun.
Thank you. And have a great rest of your day and a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Okay. We so enjoyed that interview. I know that you did too. And we will have everything for Stacy. We'll also have linked in the description below and also in the show notes post. We'll have her website and her Instagram and her Etsy shop and every place that you can find her. We'll have that all linked for you.
All linked and everything ready to go.
Just so appreciate her for
taking the time to sit down and talk with us, and just such a great conversation. We're so, so grateful. So
yes. So thank you, Stacy. And thank you to all of you for listening and watching. Our next episode will be on Monday, September 27th. And we will be back then. And thanks
so much for stopping by.